All well and good. But the buffer states were tired of Russians in general, and they wanted to form their own independent capitalist states. For once, Lenin was in no hurry to press matters. Since he believed that Marxist world revolution was imminent, independence was just a cute buzzword to him. Sooner rather than later, he believed, the class war would end, putting the world under the dictatorship of the proletariat. Indeed, some communists even thought capitalist states would speed up the world revolution by making the workers and peasants into radicals. Meanwhile, the communists' attention was drawn to a bigger internal threat. The White Russian movement was not, in fact, an organized anti-communist movement. Rather, it was a disorganized flock of each Tsar's generals, such as the former Supreme Commander, General Kornilov. Each ex-general had his own client army and his own reason for hating the communists. The Whites had no ideas for ruling Russia in case of victory. While the communist regime was strapped for money and materials, the White armies were strapped for money, materials, and for an overriding principle. This was one major Bolshevik strong point.